Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production.
Now available on Apple Podcasts,
Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
That's awesome. Awesome.
That's awesome.
Awesome. Awesome.
Oh, dude, that's awesome.
That's
awesome.
Really awesome.
Awesome.
That's, so
that's awesome. Oh, awesome.
That's
awesome.
With Stephen Bradford.
Stevie B.
Bradford Anderson.
How
what
are you,
is
man?
Up, dude? I'm amazing. How you doing?
Good. How was your weekend?
Weekend was great, dude. Everything's
yeah?
good. Yeah, everything's good. Did some Emmy stuff, which we keep on the down low. But other than that, family stuff and, you know, our stuff and just living life, man. Amazing.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
So for those who don't know, we have a Port Chuck concert coming up.
Yes.
And, you know, we are kind of honing in on the songs and
we are,
yeah. Thinking about rehearsals. That's what I was thinking about. Dude, well,
I know. Well, it's going to be a tough one, but I'm trying to figure out how I can maybe watch the Emmys. Well, here's what I don't know. And maybe
right.
You know this, you're smart.
Ish.
The Emmys air on the East Coast at 8 PM to 10 PM. Eastern Standard Time, right?
Right. So that's 5 o'clock our time.
Sure. So I don't know, because in the old days, they didn't air it right at five because that wasn't really prime time and great for ads and revenue. So they
right.
would always, they would delay it. So I don't know if they're delaying it again and I can't find anywhere online. And I asked ABC and they're like, nobody knows anything. But
right.
So here's the bottom line.
Yeah,
I'm going to find out and everybody's going to find out on the East Coast feed. It's going to be on social media and you're going to find out.
Right.
So as soon as we find out, either way, I feel that because the plan was to maybe rehearse late Friday night.
Correct.
And then get a good run through Saturday. And then we have our concert Saturday day or Saturday night. So I think I'm going to probably just head up there Friday so we can have a full rehearsal.
Okay.
So that was my long way of saying
it doesn't matter.
We're going to rehearse Friday and Saturday.
Right.
Because I think we need to.
No, I think so too. And you know, we can have on our computer, we can have the local, you know, I can
sure.
log
yeah,
in.
Whatever.
I can log
You're
in.
You're
going to
know anyway. It doesn't matter.
Right. So if it's airing on the West Coast, we'll be able to watch it as it's happening. And that
sure.
would be fun. That would be fun to do
yeah.
that.
We
sure, can
be great.
Cheer on. We can cheer on our people. We can throw
sure.
up some lenses on the old Patreon.
Yeah, and, that'd be great. Absolutely.
What I mean by that is on Patreon we have a feature like Instagram stories where we can just kind of like do quick uploads and show you what we're seeing. So anyway, so Port Chuck is Saturday the 26th. You can go to StoneColdAndTheJackal.com, click on exclusive access. You can go to patreon.com/StoneColdAndTheJackal and you can find it there. We're doing an online concert, starts at 8 p.m. Eastern time on Saturday the 26th, which is the day after the Emmys.
Yes.
And 2 days before Steve's birthday. So
yeah, buddy.
We're going to do a 90-minute concert. Followed
and it's
by,
summer, dude. Here it is.
Oh
it's
my
summer.
God. Summer celebration.
Summer and we're celebrating and we're back and it's awesome and life
yeah.
is good.
Oh,
and
it's
let's
so good.
Go.
Let's go.
Let's go. So we're going to have a lot of fun. But anyway.
You know what I'm doing today is I'm talking to the affiliates in all the touring cities that we're going to, trying to let the people in those cities know that we're coming. And July is coming up.
Yeah, it's coming up quick, man. And
starting July 11th in Oklahoma City.
Yeah. Tickets are selling. So make sure go to StoneColdAndJackal.com to check out the dates. But we're going OKC, Kansas City, St. Louis, Cincinnati, Columbus, Grand Rapids, and Chicago.
Yeah.
Did I miss one? I don't think I missed one.
There's
St. Louis. I said that. Yeah.
Yep.
Anyway,
yeah.
But go to StoneColdAndJackal.com and check it out and get your tickets because they're going and it's awesome.
Going.
People are excited just to get back out and
I know
and just go laugh a little bit.
Oh man.
So
that's what we're trying to bring the laughs. That's what we're doing.
It's true, dude. We are.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's fun.
We laugh a lot.
We do.
Yeah.
We sure make fun of ourselves enough. So come join us.
Yeah. We are ripe for that. Yes.
I was just going to say, don't throw tomatoes as you just said. We are ripe for that. So anyway, we got a great guest today, buddy.
We surely do. Emmy season is so much fun because we get to revisit with a lot of people that we've talked to at length and get to talk to them about the things that they, their accomplishments for this year. And, you know, it's, you know, you can talk about the individual scenes that they submitted, but ultimately you celebrate the year. And for someone like our guest this year, when she's, you know, a little over 2 years into her run, she's got a lot to celebrate. And so
sorry to interrupt you. She's awesome. But so does the show. The reason I just interrupted you rudely was because you brought a point up that last time we spoke to her, it was during the pandemic. We were in lockdown. And since that time, Frank fought for us to get back to work. We all got back to work. And we have the most Emmy nominations this year, doubling any other show, which is crazy to me.
Yeah.
So it's cool. It's so cool. It's just such a great, going back to your point of celebrating just everything and everyone is awesome.
Yeah. Because we fought for it this year. We really did.
Yeah, dude.
I say we, cause I'm there sometimes, but you guys, like everybody and,
Everybody worked like it was extra work to work.
Oh yeah.
Like it was a job to work.
Yeah.
And you know what? We do what we got to do. And that's how it works.
And so to have this kind of time where you can really just celebrate being there, celebrate having accomplished that, and to celebrate with the rest of the daytime community, the fact, you know, gosh, you know, we say it every year, but like celebrating our existence, really. And after a year like we've had, that takes on even deeper meaning, I guess, right?
Totally, 100%.
So we're thrilled to visit with Caitlin McMullen again.
Yes, Katie Mack,
her second nomination, and she's doing great work. And we hope you enjoy our visit with her. Steve, you said you warned against this, against getting a cat.
Yeah, I warned her against getting many cats.
How many cats do you have, Katie?
I have one for now, right?
We're good. With one's
it's
good.
It's a slippery slope, though.
It might be. You never know, dude.
Amazing.
I said she's too young to be the cat lady. You can't be the cat lady and be
that is
in
a,
your 20s.
That is a clingy cat.
Bye, cat.
Bye, Katie.
Bye, Katie. Thanks for joining us, Katie. There goes the cat. Bye, cat.
See, the thing is, if I did that to my dog, he would just bark the entire time. That's just kind of.
Oh, yeah. He's going to go crazy. I don't know what it is, like Zoom, FaceTime, anything that involves. Yeah, he's like a kid.
Diverting your attention from the cat.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, since we're into the conversation already, go ahead and introduce our awesome guest today, Bradford.
I know we have a multi-Emmy nominee, Katie McMullen.
There you go. Katie Mack, what's up?
What's up? Oh my God.
How are you?
Steve, you are nominated. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Multiple Emmy nominations.
Wow.
I mean, look at that.
Multiple.
Just like.
Because
I mean,
last year we got to talk to you, which was awesome. And we were like heavy in the lockdown last year.
Yes.
At this time. Right. So what kind of has changed? Like, where were you? Because where were you when you heard the news this time?
Oh, I was in my kitchen right over here.
Yeah, because last time we had a view of your kitchen. So now we don't.
Not yet, right. No.
Okay, great. So are
you taking this a little more in stride? Does this feel like familiar territory? Like, obviously, I'm sure you're gratified and all that. But, I mean, it's not – you're, like, going from, like, not an Emmy nominee to, like, all of a sudden I've been nominated for Emmy. Now it's like, oh, okay, multiple Emmy nominees. I mean – You just lit a cigarette, had a dram
cigar.
Of whiskey, and then that was it, right?
Exactly. Just another day.
Just another day in Katie Mack's world.
Exactly. So, I was so shocked. Honestly, I was like not expecting it. Like I thought I couldn't top the excitement I felt the first year, but it matched. I was so excited, and just for different reasons, because I think each year is a different set of scenes that you worked on or like, you know, people you worked with. And it represents something new each year.
Very smart.
Yeah. It just wasn't, I wasn't expecting it. So I was really excited.
That's actually a great perspective. Like, now that you said that, like, looking at it, because the first time is awesome to get nominated. It was a certain set of scenes. You went through a certain storyline. Right. You know, you're growing as an actress this, you know, in the second year for your nomination. And it is, you're right. It's a different set of stories, set of people that you're working with. So there is a progression, which is cool. So I like that perspective of looking at it like, hey, this is new. Like, this is a new nomination completely.
Right. Last year it was some dim-witted good-looking guy and a baby. This year it's a different dim-witted guy and a baby.
That's messed up, dude. That's messed up, bro. See, this is what happens when smart people talk to us. This is what happens. They look down upon us just because they went to college. Big freaking deal. Where's your degree now? Nowhere. That's where, buddy. Nowhere. It's in your freaking filing cabinet. Your kids won't even see it in there. So stop. All right, go ahead, Katie. Let's talk to Katie.
But tracking the Chase and Michael and Willow and Sasha thing, in terms of your material from last year, is it with those same acting partners? Is it with different acting partners?
So I think I'm trying to even remember the first year what I. There was like a range of people. I had Inga, who played my mom, Harmony. I had
that's right. Yeah. With
Michelle Stafford and James Patrick Stewart. I submitted stuff with, gosh, I think I'm sure Josh was in there somewhere because we worked together so much.
Right.
And so it was a different range of people. This year it was Becky, so Elizabeth, Josh, Chase.
Yeah.
And then Josh and Sophia, so Chase and Sasha.
Right. Wow. Well, that is a murderer's row of good acting partners. That's fantastic.
I'm so lucky.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I miss Inga. Awesome. I miss.
Yeah. She was awesome.
Yeah. She was awesome. So in terms of your characters, thinking about what your character has gone through, what kind of is there any sort of you know, in terms of muscles that you had to flex this year, like what would you say would have been the most challenging part of playing your character this year and maybe tying it to the arc that you put for your Emmys?
Oh yeah. I would say it was, or at least for last year, you mean for what I submitted?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Or just in general, like what has Willow gone through this year that has maybe, you know, been a challenge for you or at least an interesting flex?
Oh yeah. I mean, well, each year has brought something different. Like at first it was, you know, dealing with kind of carrying around this like secret of where Willow came from and then dealing with all the, once you unpack that, there's so much to deal with, especially for people who have, you know, been in cults or situations like that, that are really, really, really difficult to navigate.
Yeah.
And unpacking that is really hard. And then, you know, last year was finding out, the baby reveal was like so difficult. I remember Josh was such an incredible scene partner, so supportive. And because that was a hard day. Like once you go there with somebody, sure. It's like, you know, it can be a very vulnerable thing and it can be really difficult to navigate that. But then, you know, I have such a supportive cast all the way around. I think Steve was there to support. Laura Wright was there to support. Jeannie Francis was like at the bottom of the stairs, like, go home, take a bath. You're going to. I love my co-stars. And then this year, you know, it's like navigating a lie. Like it's something that's a little out of character for Willow to, you know, carry on this big lie. And so navigating like that guilt and that sick feeling in your stomach that you have to kind of bring in, like, that's been personally difficult for me, you know, with that. That feeling of like, oh, I'm doing something really wrong and this is really going to hurt people and really going to mess up lives potentially, but hopefully it's for the right reason, you know? So.
And that in itself is a challenge. Cause I mean, gosh, if your daily scene load is in that world, reminding yourself of where your character has to be to fulfill that stuff instead of just being like, oh, these are my lines. I got to say them, but reminding yourself of where you are and retaining that can be that's work.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, you have to kind of like bring yourself into it and then also pull yourself out of it.
Right.
You know? you guys both know, I'm sure you've been in storylines where it's like, oh, I have this feeling that's just so hard to, like, you know, feel and shake. And
yeah,
you know, it's part of the process, and it's a blessing, and because you really get to be in this story, you know. And luckily we always have such rich stories to tell of where we are, you know, like we always have something, you know, going on that's really full of life. And
I always say the greatest benefit is that you get to live it every day. Right. So it's not like you have to re-prepare almost every single day, go in and torture yourself every single day. You're just kind of already hanging on to it.
Right.
And living with it, you know, cause you don't really fully shake it 100%. I mean, maybe some people do.
Yeah.
I should probably correct myself. Some people can. I'm not one who could.
Right.
If it's a heavy storyline like that, I still carry a little bit with me. And then the next day I'm kind of right there ready to go, you know.
Yeah.
But that's the benefit of doing a soap opera, is that we get to live it and breathe it every single day and have the relationship with the people and do these things that sometimes that's half the work.
Yeah.
Right. Because you don't feel like all 100% of the time coming, I'm going to kill it today. Every day is going to be the best day of my acting career. We had a long talk about this the other day, Caitlin. So, you know, it's like, at least you have that, you know, the perpetual story going to help you in those times when you don't feel like you can get there all the time.
Yeah, that's right. It like gives you something to hold on to. And yeah, we were talking about, I was telling Steve that, you know, some days I just feel so, I just have bad days, or I just feel so self-conscious or so like not there, or it's not right, or I'm in my head, you know, and it can affect, you know, my ability to tell the story or to really put myself there. But Steve calmed me down. Thank you, Steve.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny because as actors, we're always criticizing. We're our own worst enemies, right? So we're always criticizing. Is it good enough? We're very insecure when it comes to things, especially performances. Could I have done more? What could I do? You know, but what I was telling young Willow here is that she's already she's like leaps and bounds from where she started on the show. She was already good and honest when she started. Now she's just getting so much better, and it's awesome to see the growth. And I said, she has to tell herself every day, hey, I'm good.
Mm.
Like whatever happens today, I'm going to be good, and I'm going to be honest and believable. Like those are the best things that Maurice ever told me. He goes, no matter what day you have, you're going to be believable. And that's what matters in acting. If people believe what's coming out of your mouth, you win. Everything else is going to be a bonus and cherry on top.
Right.
Like, so if she can go from that point every day, go, hey, I'm going to be good. It's going to be believable today. And then kick ass on top of that. Awesome. You know, so it's all your self-talk, and that's what we were talking about.
Yeah.
Well, in you know, similar to what we were talking about just before, in terms of like the work that you've already done in terms of relationships and all that, you've been playing this character for 2 years now, more.
Yeah.
Two years. So right. So that in itself, like you have that work you've already put in. You are, for all intents and purposes, you're Willow. Like you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that can help with that as well. It's like,
sure, totally.
One, playing this character for so long, it's like, okay, if Katie's not having the best day, you're still freaking Willow. Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, it's not like, oh man, I didn't show up today. It's like, no, you showing up, you've done 2 years of this, like that stands up. That's there. The audience is already there because it's you. So right. Like,
that's true. That's true. Good
and,
point.
And Willow can have days where she's not. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. Like that's what the coach said. She was like, you know, sometimes I feel like you can also read a script and it makes you feel insecure as the character because you're like, oh, I'm telling this lie. Are people going to hate me? I feel so like insecure in my decision and this. She's like, also maybe it's just kind of mirroring that, and you can use that in your, you know what I mean? Like, not all feelings are, it's not so easy to tell what the origin is. It could be that your character should feel insecure. It should,
sure.
Yeah.
You know. So I'm like, maybe I'll lean into that a little bit when I'm feeling, and maybe it'll help, you know.
It will. Absolutely.
Well, because I think there are some times where, you know, if you're not feeling, you know, you can come in energized and prepared, and you get a performance out of that that matches your preparation and energy. You can come in kind of feeling a little off. I mean, still prepared, so you know your lines, and something completely unexpected happens because
that's half my career, dude. Seriously, dead serious.
Yeah,
dead serious. You make a great point, because when I was in the thick of it, working every single day, doing all this highly emotional things, you're just exhausted. Like, you're exhausted. And sometimes you just play every scene like, I've been through the grinder, man. I'm exhausted. And you're like, you know, maybe you snap a little more, or maybe you react differently because you're physically exhausted, emotionally exhausted as Steve. Mm-hmm. And that's carrying over into Jason, which is interesting. It's kind of like theater. I can imagine, right? It can be like theater, Bragg. I haven't done a lot of theater, but I imagine that you can carry things over night to night, and it could take a toll on you, or you find something new, or something else happens. But that's what's great about what we do, is that you can carry that with you. Like what you're talking about, Katie, is like, you know, whatever Willow's going through, and Bradford made a great point, you're going to be Willow that day.
Yeah.
And if you just react a certain way that maybe Katie didn't feel like, or whatever, that's just how it goes. And that's the luxury of what we do. You know?
Yeah. The audience gives you that grace, right?
Like, 100%. Yeah.
You know, and sometimes, especially when you're figuring out a new character, you can be like, ooh, would the character do that? Would the character do that? 2 years in, character can do anything.
True. That's yeah. So true.
Yeah. That's awesome. So what do you think the biggest change is in Willow in the last, since you started? What would you feel like character-wise, what's the biggest change that Willow has made?
Well, I would say so much has changed. I think it's that life that Willow brought into the show, which was, you know, the dawn of day situation. She was living in a lot of like paranoia and fear. And like I said, like unpacking all this stuff that happened to her. Mm-hmm. I feel like she's just moved into a place of, it's like being more okay. You know, she was like fighting for this kid. Now she's kind of like, you know, she's still the mother to Wiley. She's, you know, in a relationship, even though of course the whole lie thing is happening, but I feel like she's
right.
In a place of more like, I'm at peace with where I'm at, you know? And I feel like that's a big change, because Willow was never at peace before, you know,
right, yeah.
Fighting for something. Yeah.
Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. Well, you know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy.
It's a good thing too, because you already have so much to do around your home. So go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com. What about you personally in the last 2 years?
Oh, wow.
What's, you know, because obviously COVID was a trying time, you know, and us going back to work. And look, you've been there for 2 years now. You've been with new people. You've been killing it. You're nominated for 2 Emmys. And, you know, what do you think, looking at, you know, just at yourself, like, hey, I did great in this area of my life. I'm doing better here, or whatever. And if you don't have an answer, you don't have an answer. It's fine too. So
I would say the biggest change would be probably in the way I go about, getting a little call, I'm going to decline.
Yeah.
Bye.
That was Shiloh. Decline that.
Yeah, that was Shiloh. Voicemail? No, I'm kidding. I would say, well, first of all, I'm in a relationship. I should say that.
Okay, great.
I'm in a relationship, and I love him, and he's taught me so much. You know, I feel like I'm trying to grow in the ways that I can show up in relationships with other people.
Awesome.
Like, I felt like I was kind of in a place of my career is just starting. Like it's almost like me. And I wasn't in a relationship, so it was okay to kind of, you know, I would still show up for my friends and stuff, but I was kind of more focused on, you know, myself. And when I got in a relationship, it forced me to change in that I need to think about how my actions can affect my partner, or, you know, I guess just more so showing up for other people in my life and making that a priority, being a reliable, more of a reliable person as when I can be, and being, you know, just focusing on relationships, I think, is a change.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it is. We're kind of, you know, in this business, when we are our business, like our you know, it's upkeeping yourself physically. It's preparing, it's getting better at your craft. Like right. It is an all, you know, you are self-centered in a practical way. Right.
Sure.
But, and also scheduling wise, nothing can supersede your schedule, because right. when your agent calls, everything goes to kaput. Everything.
Right.
So, right. So, you know, like, we have to be self-centered in that way. You know, you can, the ego question is a different thing, but like, literally, like, you're in your own world and have to. So it is hard when you're wired like that.
Yeah.
Exactly what you said. So the fact that you're thinking about that and learning about that is, I didn't really figure that out till I was
last week.
Yeah. So it's a process.
No, it's great to see young people like you start, you know, figure this stuff out early, because a lot of people don't ever figure it out. And the fact that you're aware of it now is incredible. So good for you. Is your boyfriend an actor?
He is.
He is. All right.
That helps and is challenging. Because,
yes. Yes.
Because whose schedule's in first position here?
Yeah. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Well,
the lady is. The lady's in first position, sir.
Yeah.
That's who's in first position. That's so funny, dude. That's awesome.
We met in acting school. So we kind of, like, we did plays together in one act.
Oh, right on.
It's just the two of us doing a play. Like, we're only two characters in a play. So we actually, like, grew together. I mean, grew close through that. And, you know, he was actually with me when I booked General Hospital.
Awesome.
So there's something special about that to me, and you know, where was I going with this? I got so, like, caught up in that time. I was like,
that's fine.
We got a little misty too. It's okay.
Yeah. I almost cried again.
He's, you know what? This is what I was going to say. We're both actors, and I know it can be like a pitfall, and I'm aware of that, but mm-hmm. I feel like we've both come to an understanding of what the other person needs to succeed and work. We're there to kind of, like, you know, help each other. Like, he knows when I need space to study. He's like, I'm going to go on a walk. I'm going to go over to my grandparents. I'm like, thanks. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I'm going to study. And that's so nice of you to think of me in that way. But, you know, he's actually going to be a bartender at Charlie's Pub in one episode.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, that's so fun.
Yeah.
That is so fun.
Everyone,
that's great.
Yeah. I think it's you'll see.
All right. Cool. Has he already taped it or no?
He's already taped it. Yeah.
But okay, great.
Yeah.
Amazing.
All right.
Amazing.
So let's just talk about the show for a second, if you don't mind.
Of course.
Okay. Cause I saw something on IGTV that we have to talk about. So Chase is looking a little pale. He's in bed. He drank a toxin, apparently. I don't know that. I don't know the exact story, but you can correct me. He drank a toxin. Yeah. I think there was a toxin on a Lazy Susan, and somebody was supposed to drink something else from what I heard. Rumor has it. And he drank a toxin and he's poisoned, right?
It's coffee. Yes.
Coffee. Okay, great. So something in the coffee, and now he's sitting in bed dying. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So why are you there? So are you with Michael right now?
Okay. The thing was, I think, so Chase and Willow were trying to work things out. Same with Michael and Sasha. Okay. Well,
Okay. Hold on. Just answer my question for a second. Okay. I just need straight answers here. This is like, this is like the PCPD. Okay. So are you with Michael right now on the show?
In secret. Yes.
In secret. See, now, do you see this? This is like me asking my teenager questions. I'm getting the answers. So,
yes.
So in secret, you're with Michael because you want to be together for Wiley and the kid?
I think we just want to be together in general. Like we were in a kind of arranged marriage situation, but we actually fell for each other. And
you did.
Our exes came back around and said, oh, this affair wasn't real. We had developed feelings for each other.
Right.
Okay. So in the meantime, Michael and Sasha were supposed to kind of be together.
Yes. They were work things out, and me and or Willow and Chase were.
Okay. But you guys were put into kind of an arranged situation where you and Michael fell for each other. And then the other two are just kind of dangling in the wind. Well, she's not really dangling in the wind because she's with Brando.
Yeah, she's with Brando.
Yeah, she's moved on. So are you just pretending for Chase's sake that you're still together? Because, and also he might be dying, so you want to be by his, that kind of thing?
Yeah, so basically Michael and Willow like hooked up, confessed their feelings. Willow showed up at Chase's apartment to break things off and to tell him that she had feelings for Michael and they didn't leave, and he passed out in front of her.
Convenient.
It's kind of like this rolling ball, the snowball that keeps growing.
Oh, yeah, he's so milking this whole thing, dude.
Right.
He wants you so bad that he fainted, and now he's acting like he's poisoned. Speaking of that
icky feeling, though, you're two-timing your dying guy. I mean, that's pretty icky.
Dude, she's awesome. She's secret with Michael, and then now she's leading the freaking dead guy on.
How do you keep track of all these secrets?
It's hard. I'm like,
she was in a cult, dude. She could do it.
It's true.
She can do it. Okay, so let's get to the scenes. Yes. So you're in the hospital quite a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're there for him.
Yes.
Like, and he's pretty pale.
Yeah.
Which means, obviously, on soap opera land, that means you're dying. You're pale. Well, except for Bradford. That doesn't mean Bradford.
I've normalized it. For all the pale people out there, you're welcome. I've normalized it.
Yeah. So he's a shade darker than you, by the way, Chase is. And he's about to die.
I'm a shade paler than death. Yes.
So you're in the room. And then, so I guess this aired because, you know, we don't do really spoilers here because we don't really ever talk about the show. But since I saw it and I wanted to see the scenes, so he thinks he's dying and he asks you to marry him.
Aw. Mm-hmm.
That's correct. Okay. You don't have to go. You don't have to go any further than that because we don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
Who knows? He might pass out again and be gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. We just don't know. So, you played that scene well because you're like, sir, are you crazy? Okay. Maybe I'll do this because I know you're dying. So, we're going to see what happens, but is that kind of the gist of the story? That was the recap in about 2 minutes.
Yeah. It's been like, I think this whole time we've just been kind of waiting for him to get better, but then we slowly realize like, oh, he's not getting better. This is so much worse than we actually thought. And then now it's come to a point where, you know, we're at least where we're at now, you know, Chase is dying. He's dying.
Right. He's dying. Right. Okay. And then,
out of options, I think he told Chase, like, I tried everything on you and I don't know what to do. So
who, Finn?
Mm-hmm. His doctor. And
that's Finn. Yeah. Yeah. Don't do it, Bradford.
Never mind.
Don't do it, Bradford.
No. Does anybody else have trouble remembering what the difference between antidote and anecdote?
Wait, are you talking about when Chad was?
No, I don't. But that's a legitimate issue that I have. I switch those up.
That's what.
Did Chad do that?
No, there's a scene where he comes in and he's like, he kept saying anecdote. And so he was like, Finn, I think his line was, Finn, is it true you found the and now I'm doing it.
Anecdote
is like anecdotal, like, yeah, that, you know.
So like a,
yes. And we were right? Laughing. We were laughing. And they ended up changing it for him. I think it was the cure. They changed it to the cure because he didn't want to say it. Because he's like,
it's a tough word. Because
it is a tough one.
The consonants in the middle can really get mixed up and it changes the word entirely. Although I don't think you get judged too harshly by the audience, but nonetheless.
Yeah.
I honestly didn't. I was like, antidote. Isn't that what we were talking? Oh, antidote. I get there's
antidote.
A little.
Yeah.
That's
funny.
Yeah. Well, you are in a gauntlet of emotion.
Yes.
And you're handling it incredibly well, obviously evidenced by your latest Emmy nomination.
Oh.
And I can't wait to see if you marry Dead Chase or not.
Does he have anything that you'd inherit? I mean, that's something to consider.
Well, if on a soap opera, that's the first thing you would consider.
I mean,
like, how much money do you have?
Well,
like, do the parents have any money? I'm confused.
Just
hold on. Let me ask another question. I know we're about to wrap up.
A house in what's it called? The house in where we decorated the room.
It's Chase has a nice house.
Chase's parents have like a vacation house.
Oh, his parents.
Yeah, his parents.
That's my question.
Yeah.
And is
Nantucket?
Nantucket.
Oh, that's expensive.
There once was a man from.
Shut up.
We heard a lot about, you know, the plan for watching the Emmys with your family in your kitchen last, right? Or no, you were going to go to your parents' house. I vaguely remember this.
Yes.
What are the plans for this year?
I'll probably, I don't know. I haven't even sorted that out yet, but I'll definitely be with my boyfriend and potentially my cat.
Yeah. And the cat.
I don't think you have a choice. The cat's going to do what the cat's going to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So awesome.
Do you have a cat costume? Do you have like a cat tuxedo for him or something?
I do have I have different choices of bow tie for him.
Dude, please take a picture of that. That's amazing.
I will. There's an orange one. There's a little green one. There's a holiday one.
Oh, nice.
My collection keeps growing. So I'm really.
What is the cat's name?
Astro.
Astro.
Amazing.
All right.
That's a great name for a cat.
That is a good name. That's a good name.
Well, congrats on all the great work. And
yeah, Katie, thanks for spending time with us. We appreciate you.
Happy nominees.
You're awesome.
Thank you, Katie.
Bye, Young Willow.
Bye.
Bye.
Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. Well, you know what's easy? Bundling policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy.
It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. So go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's GEICO easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
Hey, movie lovers. Who needs a theater when you have Pluto TV? Grab your popcorn and your streaming device because free movies are here. Pluto TV is your home for movies. Great movies are playing anytime in over 20 exclusive movie channels of action, horror, rom-coms, and more. Watch hits like Saving Private Ryan, Pretty in Pink, and Charlie's Angels all for free. No signups, no fees, no contracts. Ever. Download the free Pluto TV app on any device.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good night! And welcome to T-Pain's Nappy Boy Radio Podcast, the most fun you'll ever listen to while you're folding your clothes. Now let's get this straight. This is not your average podcast. T-Pain's Nappy Boy Radio is super fun, super crazy. It's pretty much an in-your-face conversation. That's the good thing about us. We don't do interviews. We do conversations. All of my guests, all of my co-hosts, we chill. We drink, we play games, we have the song of the week, we have the creative curse word of the week, as long as you're having fun as our guest. Speaking of guests, each week I'm going to go through my whole contact list and dive headfirst into the world of music, gaming, exotic cars, tech, strippers probably, doctors probably strippers that are only stripping so they can pay for tuition to become a doctor. You never know. My wife is a certified bartender. She'll make you a drink while you're here. We'll get you drunk and make you play VR after. It's a lot going on, but that's what it's all about over here at T-Pain's Nappy Boy Radio Podcast. See you soon, baby!